希伯来书是一封写给当时犹太基督徒的书信。
Book of Hebrews written at the time, the Israelite, the Jews, the book that has written to them.
写给犹太人的基督徒。
It was the book written to the Christian Jews at the time.
这些犹太人的基督徒，他们比一般的基督徒受到更大的逼迫。
So、the Christian Jews at the time, the persecution is greater than the normal Christians.
他们受到犹太人本身的逼迫。
They were persecuted by the Jews.
他们受到这些外邦人的逼迫。
They were also persecuted by the Gentiles.
他们甚至会受到政府的逼迫。
They were also persecuted by the Roman Empire.
那在这样的情况之下，应该是来安慰他们，勉励他们。
So in this type of situation and environment, that we should encourage them and comfort them.
但是他们是选民当中的选民。
They were the chosen out of chosen the generations.
所以我们看希伯来书，它很多地方口气是非常的严厉的。
So we can see the book of Hebrew was written a very harsh type of tone.
说你们如果怎样，你们就不能够离开这个你们就是有罪的。
For example, if you do this, that you are a sinner.
你们如果离开道理，你们没有后悔的机会。
Another example, if you depart from the truth, that you will have no way to repent again.
以人来看，他们已经在受苦了，为什么还对他们这么严厉？
According to men, it seems to them they were suffering. Why is it the book of Hebrews written this way, the harsh way, to rebuke them?
其实严厉常常也是另外一种、另外一个层面的爱。
But in fact, harsh way is another level, to show the love.
那这个层面的爱，常常是需要去思想、去体会才能够明白。
This type of love, we often need to meditate and also experience, so that we can understand.
因为要赐给他们的是那么的美好，那么的宝贵。
Because what is about to given to them, is very precious.
所以值得他们来接受这么严格的警告跟劝勉。
So it is worthy for them, to receive this encouragement and also comfort.
他们将要得到什么？
What will they receive?
好，我们请看希伯来书第十章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书十章三十四节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 34.
最后一句话说，他们要得到的是更美长存的家业。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 34. The latter part says that they will receive a better and lasting possession.
再看十一章十六节。
Let's please read in chapter 11, verse 16.
一开始说他们羡慕一个更美的家乡是在天上的。
In the beginning, it says they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one.
再看十二章的二十八节。
Please read chapter 12, verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国。
So therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
这个都在讲同一件事情，就是将来神所要赐给他们的。
All these passages are talking about the same matter. It is the future what God will give to them.
主耶稣说：“我的国不属这个世界。”
The Lord Jesus said, "My kingdom doesn't belong to this world."
我们现在还生活在这个世界上。
Today we still live in this world.
我们常常说我们已经进入神的国。
We often say we have entered in the kingdom of God.
那这是指着属灵的层面来讲的。
So this is talk about in the spiritual sense and level.
那保罗说我们是天上的天上的国民。
Paul said we are the citizen in heaven.
我们如果看十二章的二十八节说我们既然得了这个不震动的国。
If we read Hebrews chapter 12 verse 28, And since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
英文现在正在进行式，就是我们现在正在领受 这个不震动的国。
So in English versions is present tense of receive this word, receiving, that we are currently receiving this kingdom that is cannot be shaken.
好，而且是正在进行的。
And that is in the process of receiving.
好，从我们信主耶稣开始。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus.
好，一直到将来主耶稣再来。
Until when the Lord Jesus come again.
好，所以这是不但是现在，而且它继续在进行，而且包括着将来的永远。
Not only a present time now, and also continuously, and also in the future is about to come.
哦，所以这个是最有价值的。
So this is the most value and precious.
那今天我们将来或许有人可能会遭受到当时的人他们所遇到的。
So today, perhaps the Christians were also encountered what at the time the Christian Jews were also encountered.
哦，将来可能有人遭受到其他基督徒的逼迫。
In the future, perhaps the Christian might also persecuted by other Christians.
哦，我们真耶稣教会的信徒会遭受到其他基督徒的逼迫。
The True Jesus Church member perhaps might be also persecuted by other Christians.
哦，遭受到这些不信主的人的逼迫。
And also encounter persecution by the non-believer.
哦，那也遭受到一些政府或者是权力的逼迫。
And also encounter by a persecution by the government and also some type of a power and power. Yeah.
哦，那我们要记得这一句话。我们正在领受着不震动的国。
So we must remember this word that we are receiving this a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
哦，这是最有价值的。
So this is the most value and precious.
哦，那我想要从主耶稣所说的八福来看这一个事情。
I would like to study the Lord Jesus say this beatitude to study about this truth.
不但要领受将来永远的产业是有价值的，现在做一个基督徒也是有价值的。
Not only receive the inheritance in possessing the future is most valued, and also as a Christian that we are very valued and precious.
因为这一条信主的过程，它不是只有受苦。
Because this process of becoming believing the Lord is not only suffering.
其实在这个整个过程里头，在领受神的国，在领受神的神的恩典，神的祝福。
But in fact, this processing receive God's kingdom and also God's blessings.
请看马太福音第五章。
Please read Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章第三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
再看第十节。
Verse 10.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
在这里，第三节、第十节都提到天国，神的国是他们的。
Verse 3 and verse 10 mentioned the kingdom of heaven belong to them.
所以就像今天我们进了教会。一直到最后的目标，我们进入永恒的天国。
Just like today, after we enter in the True Jesus Church, and our goal is eventually enter to the kingdom of heaven.
所以一开始说神的国是他们的。
So in the beginning says, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
到最后也是说神的国是他们的。
And at the end, it also said, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
我们就用这样来了解，第一个神的国就是指着教会。
From this, we can understand the first the kingdom of heaven, that is the church.
后面那一个神的国指的就是将来的永恒的天国。
So the second part of kingdom of heaven indicate meanings the kingdom of heaven in the future.
那这过程我们就来看到信仰的道路是一条多么美好的道路。
So through this process, as we know, the journey of faith is such wonderful path.
真的，我们要欢喜的来走这一条信仰的道路。
So indeed, we should be joyful to walk on this wonderful journey of path.
我们要敬畏神。
We must fear God.
好，我们不要离开道理，不要离开教会。
We should not depart from the truth and also the true church.
那再来，在这个为什么说这个过程是这么的有价值、美好
？Why do we say this process is such wonderful and also is very valuable？
啊，在第四节啊，马太福音五章第四节说要得到安慰。
So in Matthew chapter 5 verse 4 says that they will be comforted.
好，我们正在得到神的国，我们正在领受神的安慰。
We are in the process of receiving God's kingdom and also God's comforting.
在生活当中有很多流泪的事情。
In our daily life, there's many things cause us to shed tears.
有流泪的事情就必须要得到安慰。
The things cause us to shed tears, there is comforting.
我们常常彼此来安慰。
We often comfort to each other.
但是真正的伤心，人的安慰好像起不了什么作用。
So the true sorrowfulness for men to comfort might not be comforted.
那信仰的道路要让我们得着那个最大最有用的安慰。
So the journey of faith that will allow us to receive this the most value and also most important comforting.
第五节说，这条信仰的道路让我们能够承受地土。
So in verse 5 says, for this the journey of faith that will inherit the earth.
为什么很多人都要买这个不动产？
Why is it that many people want to buy a shakeable estate?
Real
estate.
因为我们觉得说这个是一种真的拥有。
Because we know that this is truly for us to think that this is will last forever.
这块土地，这栋房子是我的。
So we know that this property and also this house belong to me.
这个地。这个土地它不是不动的，别人没有办法把我抢走搬走。
So this property, this real estate, no one can take away from me.
人在追求着那种真正的拥有。
So men will want to pursue this the true everlasting.
但是真正的拥有只有在信仰里头。
But the true everlasting is only in our faith.
这个地好像不会动。
It seems this property might not be moving, shaken and moving.
但是事实上，地震的时候，地也在动。
But in fact, when the earthquake happens, the earth will be shaken.
万一不幸你破产了，地不会动，但是地不再属于你。
But if unfortunately, if we bankrupt,and the earth, the property might not be shaken, but this property might not belong to us.
所以这个世界上很多事情它都是多变化的，一直在变。
So in fact, the things in the world is constantly changing.
在信仰里头才能够得到那个真正的拥有。
So only in our faith that we can receive this true belonging.
马太福音五章六节说要得到饱足。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 saying that we must be receiving this fulfilled.
我们都在生活当中或多或少有这种不安全感。
So in our daily life, we often and sometimes feel that we are unsafe.
我们也会常常听到有人说，我觉得我还不够。
We often hear people say that I do not have enough.
那事实上这个人比我们多了很多。
But in fact, this person, compared to us, they have received many.
我们有时候听了很生气。
Sometimes we heard this, we felt very angry.
但是这个不是在你看到的多或少，这是一种心理的感觉。
So this is not what we see in the physical, that what we have more or less, but this is a feeling, a type of understanding.
这个人如果说他觉得不够，是的，他的心里头真的觉得不够。
So if a person felt that this he or she does not feel that they have enough, but true indeed that this person do not have enough.
虽然看了很多，但是他心里觉得不够。
Although this person see many, but yet this person's heart might not feel that they receive enough.
因为他觉得不够，所以他觉得没有安全感。
If this person felt that they don't, this person he or she does not receive enough, this person will not feel safe.
在信仰的道路里头，不但让我们是够，而且是充满。
So in the journey of faith, not only we feel enough, and also we feel fulfilling.
第七节说，必要得到连续。
And verse 7 said, they will be showing mercy.
在生活当中，我们也常常在希望、追求被了解。
In our daily life, we also pursuing hope and to be understood by others.
做儿女的希望父母亲能够了解他。
As a children, we also often felt that our parents, we hope our parents to understand us.
做父母亲的希望儿女能够了解他们。
As a parents, we hope that our children can understand us.
了解才能够带来真正的这种所谓的连续。
So if it's understood, and so that we can truly receive this.Mercifulness.
我们也都好像很认真的去了解对方，了解别人。
It seems that we put a lot of time try to understand others.
但是人的内心世界是很难进入的，是很难去了解的。
So in fact, people's heart, is very difficult, to enter and also understand.
有时候我们愿意打开心，但是对方他还是不了解。
Sometimes that we perhaps like to open our heart.But yet others still cannot understand us.
为什么我要打开我的心？
Why do we need to open our heart?
因为我需要得到连续。
Because I want to receive this mercifulness.
但是很多时候枉费了，我们打开我们的心。
But a lot of times, after we open our heart, it is very sad, that nobody can understand.
所以让我们觉得更挫折。
So then, even that, we feel even more frustrated.
这也是为什么有些人把自己更加的封闭起来。
So this is why some people even closed their heart for themselves.
在信仰的道路上面，我们发现我们的神实在是了解我们。
So in the journey of our faith, we truly understand our God is the one truly understand us.
他不但了解我们，他也愿意来联系我们。
God not only understand us, God also want to be merciful to us.
所以很多流泪的事情，眼泪就可以被擦干。
So the things that cause us to shed tears will be wiped away.
我们是正在得着神的国。
We are the one is receiving this unshakable kingdom.
那第八节说要得见神。
And verse 8 says, they will see God.
人都喜爱好的、美丽的。
Men often pursue what is good, what is beautiful.
正常来讲，我们都喜欢是整洁的、干净的。
Normally, we want to receive things that is pure and clean.
但是实在是没有一个这么荣耀、真正的干净、圣洁的人或者地方。
But in fact, there's no man or places that is pure and clean and holy.
在信仰的道路上面，我们要看到这位最美的神。
But in the journey of faith, we must see this most beautiful God.
我们要看到神的圣洁，神的荣耀。
We must see God's holiness and also glorious.
让我们的身心灵啊，真的得到满意满足。
So our mind, heart, and spirit can truly be fulfilled.
看到真正的荣耀啊，真正的能够很平静下来，能够很平安。
So if we can truly see this glory, that we can truly have this peace.
第九节说到要称为神的儿子。
In verse 9 says they will be called the sons of God.
这个是人生最重要的一件事情之一。
This is a human's life, one of the most important matter.
很多场合都要看你的身份。
In the different places we go, that you will see, people want to see their status.
Your identity
and status.
今天我们的身份是什么？神的儿子。
So what is our identity today? And that is we are sons and daughters of God.
这个是何等的宝贵的一件事情，我们是神的儿子。
This is such a wonderful that we know that we are the children of God.
那这个八福也告诉我们怎么来怎么来走这个信仰的道路，怎么来从开始到最后来领受这个不震动的国。
So this beatitude tells us that how can we walk on the journey of faith and how can we eventually receive this unshakable kingdom.
如何来领来得着这个不震动的国。
And how can we receive this unshakable kingdom?
第三节告诉我们从虚心开始。
Verse 3 says, start from the poor in spirit.
我们每一个人信主的过程可能不太一样。
Every one of us come to believe in the Lord is different.
但是这是一个大家都应该有的一个开始。
But yet this is believing in the Lord is the beginning the same as each one of us.
我们有人是出生就在真耶稣教会的家庭里头。
Some people was born in the family of a true Jesus church.
虽然是这样子，我们还是一样要有这一个开始。
So even so, that we still will have this beginning.
我们知道承认我们的贫穷。
We know and we also admit that we are poor in spirit.
我们是生活在物质很丰富的环境里头。
We're living in this world that the materially are very abundant.
对很多人来讲，基本上我们样样都有。
Towards many people that understand that we yet have everything.
但是我们必须去发现、去承认，我们有一种超过物质的、超越物质的那一种需要。
So we need to discover and also to admit that we often want to receive more of material things.
不是，我们有一种需要，这个需要是超越了物质。
We have some type of need, but this type of need is beyond materially.
我们有一种缺乏，这种缺乏是超越了物质的层面。
So we have a type of lack, but this type of lack is beyond materially.
这是怎样的感觉？
So what type of feeling is this?
你有没有这一种感觉？
Do you have this type of feelings?
在人生的过程当中，在追求信仰的过程里头，我们应该有这种感觉。
In our life, in also pursuing the journey of faith, that we must have this type of feeling.
傻该是一个例子。
Zacchaeus is an example.
撒该就好像我们一样，样样都有。
Zacchaeus is just like us that we have everything.
因为他有财富，他也有社会的地位。
Because he has all the belonging possessions and also a status in this world.
但是我们发觉说，他是贫穷的，是有某一方面的贫穷。
But we have discovered that there's a type of a part of his life is in poor.
所以他必须要夹杂在人群当中。
So because this, he must mingle within the people.
他必须要很努力地挤到前面去。
He must use his effort to push himself towards to the front.
他必须要爬到树上去。
He must climb up to the tree.
因为他感觉他发现了，他感觉到他的贫穷。
Because he feels himself, there's some part of him is poor.
所以他就得着了主耶稣。
Because this, then he can obtain the Lord Jesus.
他就进入了这个不震动的国。
Then he can enter to the unshakable kingdom.
所以今天我们常常要对主耶稣、对道理有这样的心态。
So today, towards the Lord Jesus and also the truth, we need to have this type of understanding.
我们已经找到了。
We have received.
但是我们还要常常因为神的话，我们得到 我们要我们请看一下以赛亚书六十六章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 66.
以赛亚书六十六章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 6.
第二节。
Verse 2.
请念。
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. Verse 2, has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being, declared the Lord. This is the one I esteemed, he who is humble and contrite in spirit, and trembles at my word.
这里说要因为神的话而来战惊。
He tells us we must be trembled in God's word.
一个内心觉得贫穷的人，神的话常常会感动他，会激励他。
He who is humble and contrite in spirit, the word of God often will move this person.
那我们就进入了神的国，神的国是我们的。
Because this, that we will enter in God's kingdom, and God's kingdom belongs to us.
还没有领受救恩的人，会因为自己的贫穷而来领受救恩。
A person have not received salvation, because this person's poorness, this person will want to receive the salvation.
好，我们再看回马太福音第五章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章第四节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 4.
哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are those who are mourn, for they will be comforted.
我们生活在很实在的这个大环境里头。
We live in this reality world.
我们每一个人仍然带着我们生来就有的一些缺陷跟软弱。
Everyone was born with some type of shortcomings and also weaknesses.
在圣经里头也把它叫做罪性。
And the Bible also described this as a sinful nature.
这个都是对每一个人来讲，这些都是事实。
So for each one of us, that this is the fact and true.
我们不是被隔开的，我们是生活在很实际的这个环境里头。
We are not separating this world, but yet, we are living this.In this reality world,
这个环境是不断的在影响着我们。
So this environment we live in is continuously to influence us.
我们的罪性也不断的在找机会，要来占有我们。
Our sinful nature often find chances, to overcome us.
所以我们知道，在生活当中，因为我们的软弱，我们会有过失。
So in our daily life, because our weaknesses.We often make mistake.
在我们的生活当中，我们是会有缺点的。
So in our daily life, that we will have some type of a shortcoming.
甚至在生活当中，我们会有污秽的地方。
So even in our daily life, there's a part of our life is defiled.
为了这些事情，我们必须要哀恸。
Because all these things that in our life that we should be more.
那所以在信仰的道路上面，反省是常常要做的一件事情。
So in our journey of our faith, that to examine ourselves is the things that we often need to do.
我们的软弱，我们的过失，让我们觉得很忧伤。
Our mistake and also our weaknesses cause us to feel more.
那我们在神的面前。来承认，来忧伤，来悔改。
So before God, that we must admit, to be mourned and also to repent.
在神的面前来做立志。
So before God, we make determinations.
那我们就可以走出这个错误、污秽的阴影。
So then we can walk out on all these, darkness and also these defiled things in life.
我们才能够真的，而且过着一个改变。对的生活
，so that we can truly live life of changing and a life of righteousness.
这样才能够得着真正的安慰。
So then we can truly receive this true comforting.
第五节说
In verse 5,
温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are the meek.
我们要拥有那个真实的。
We must receive what is truth.
就是这里所说的承受地土。
And that is to inherit the earth.
那我们必须要能够学习温柔。
We must to learn how to be meek.
这是来自于神的帮助。
This came from the help of God.
这是一种很深层的力量。
This is a very deep level type of strength.
你对温柔这个字眼的感觉是怎样？
For the word of meekness, and how do you feel about this word?
很多时候我们并没有把温柔这个字眼跟力量想在一起。
A lot of times, we don't think the work of meekness compared to strength, this word.
其实温柔是一种很深很深的力量。
But in fact, this meekness is a type of a deep type of a power and strength.
我们可以或许可以从水去做个了解。
Perhaps we can use water as a way to understand.
水是非常的柔和的。
Water is very soft and meek.
你放在怎样的容器里头，它就是那一个形状。
So if you put the water in any type of container, and that will become that shape.
但是我们也会看到这个水的力量有多大。
We can also see the power of the water.
所以在一种这个成语里头说，那个一滴一滴的水，甚至会把石头给穿一个洞。
So there's an idiom saying that a drop of water will even pierce through a rock.
这石头是最硬的东西之一。
Rock is one of the material that is very strong.
这个这么柔软的水竟然可以把它穿过去。
Yet this soft and meek type of water can pierce through the rock.
所以温柔其实是我们很需要的一种里头的力量。
So meekness, in fact, is what we need in our inner strength.
那这个是在信仰的过程里头，我们需要去追求的。
So this is the process of journey of faith that we must pursue.
这个就是在效法主耶稣。
That is to follow the Lord Jesus.
这个就是主耶稣的一个很重要的个性。
This is one of the essence of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说，你们要学习我的样式。
The Lord Jesus said, "You must imitate me." The Lord Jesus.
我是柔和谦卑的。
He is meek and humble in spirit.
这样的人可以得着神的国。
So for these people, I can receive the kingdom of God.
这样的人要拥有从神来的力量。
For they will receive the power and strength from God.
这样的人要成为一个最坚强的人。
For they will become a most strong person.
马太福音五章第六节说饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, Blessed are those who are hunger and thirst for the righteousness.
在信仰的道路上面，我们要继续不断的来得着这个不震动的国。
So in the journey of our faith, we must continue to receive this unshakable kingdom.
这是一个不停止的过程。
So this is continuously the process.
所以就是在整个信仰道路上，我们是不断的在渴慕主耶稣，在渴慕真理。
So throughout the whole journey of faith, that we continuously to be hunger in the Lord, to be hunger in the truth.
我们不断的来追求神的道理。
That we are continue to pursue the word of God.
我们不断的来追求被圣灵充满。
We continue to pursue to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们不是只是得到圣灵讲灵言而已。
We not only receive the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues.
我们是深深的被圣灵不断的在感动我们，在影响我们。
We are truly deeply by experience by moved by the Holy Spirit.
因为被圣灵深深的来影响我们，所以我们抓着神的话语不放，而且去遵守。
But after we've been influenced, be moved by the Holy Spirit, so that we will grasp unto God's truth and will not let go.
好，一个真的在行道的人，他才会有真正的饱足。
A person truly practices the word of God, and this person can be truly fulfilled.
好，看到火的图片，你是不会得到真正的温暖。
So when we just see a picture of fire, we cannot truly feel this warmness.
哦，很可能让你觉得更冷。
Perhaps we will even feel much colder.
哦，看到美好食物的图片，也不会真的让你觉得饱足。
If we see this such delicious food, that the picture of this food, that we might not fully be full.
哦，这个美好的道理，真的也常常会让我们觉得很感动。
This wonderful word, we often felt that we will receive this great movement.
哦，但是这样是不够的。
But this is not enough.
哦，我们要得到的是真正的饱足。
What we need to truly receive is a truly fulfilled in our heart.
哦，是渴慕，而且行出来。
That is the hunger and thirst, and also to be practiced out.
哦，就像大卫说，我真的心满意足。
Just like David said.My heart is fulfilled.
哦，真的行道的人才能够真的尝到那个美好。
A person truly practices the word, and this person can truly taste this wonderfulness.
哦，美好的食物你一定要亲口去尝了。
This wonderful food, delicious food that we need to truly to eat and taste it.
哦，那你必须要有一个渴慕的心。
But first, we must need to have this hunger and thirst type of heart.
哦，所以神用各种不同的方法在吸引着我们。
So God used many different ways to attract us.
哦，我们也常常祈求他继续不断的来吸引我们。
We often ask God to continue to use many ways to attract us.
哦，我们要向主耶稣祷告。
We need to pray to Lord Jesus.
啊，这个世界上也有很多看起来好像美味的东西。
This world, it seems there are many things that it seems very wonderful and delicious.
这个世界也不断的想要把我们吸引走。
So this world often want to attract us.
哦，那其实这个世界没有办法带给我们真正的饱足。
But in fact, this world cannot truly fulfill us.
啊，所以求神继续是给我们一个渴慕他的心。
So we ask God to continue to give us this heart of hunger and thirst.
第七节讲到怜惜人的人有福了。
Verse 7 says, "Blessed are the merciful."
我们是跟随主耶稣的。
We are the one follow the Lord Jesus.
所以我们要效法主耶稣。
So we must follow and to be imitate.Of the Lord Jesus.
哦，所以我们要有主耶稣的心跟主耶稣的作为。
So we need to have the heart of the Lord Jesus and also the action of the Lord Jesus.
啊，主耶稣对人不但有同情，而且有行动。
Lord Jesus not only show mercy, compassion to others, and also the Lord Jesus have actions.
好，我们需要不断的来得着主耶稣的怜悯。
So we need to continuously to receive the mercifulness of the Lord Jesus.
哦，那在信仰的过程里头，如何不断的得着神的怜悯？
So in the journey of our faith, how can we continuously receive the mercy of God?
啊，我们先去怜悯人。
But first, we must show mercy to others.
哦，当我们去同情人，采取行动去帮助人，我们也要得到神这样的怜悯我们。
So when we show mercy and also help others,Then God will also show mercy to us.
主耶稣亲自成为人来到这个世界上。
The Lord Jesus is God became flesh and came into this world.
哦，他跟我们相同，所以他能够来怜悯我们。
So Lord Jesus is like us, so the Lord Jesus can show the mercy to us.
哦，所以我们要提醒自己，常常站在对方的立场来看对方。
So we often need to remind ourselves to stand in other people's circumstances and to see the point of view.
哦，所以我们可以去怜悯对方。
So in this way, we can show mercy to others.
啊，主耶稣也一定会站在我们的立场来看我们的事情。
for this way, and then the Lord Jesus will also stand in our positions to show mercy to us.
那么我们信仰的道路就会充满着神的怜悯。
So in our journey of faith, we'll be filled with the mercy of God.
有神的怜悯，我们才能够把这一条路给走完。
So after we have the mercy of God, we can finish this journey of faith.
真的，我们要活在神的怜悯里头。
Truly, we must live in the mercy of God.
因为很多事情的发生就是几秒钟、一刹那的事情。
So many things happens, it happened in a moment, in a second.
有很多的事情，它说发生就会发生在我们身上的。
So many things, when we say that happens, these things will happen in our life.
所以我们需要神不断来怜悯我们。
Because this, we need to continuously need the mercy of God to continue show mercy to us.
第八节说清心的人有福了。
In verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart.
主耶稣要我们回转向小孩子。
The Lord Jesus wants us to turn back like the little children.
让我们常常拥有一个很清洁、很纯正的动机。
So then we will have this pure and a real motive.
在这个很扰攘的大环境里头，我们实在需要能够安静。
In this crooked environment and generations, we truly need to have this peaceful heart.
环境可以是非常的喧嚷，但是我们里头可以是非常的安静。
The environment we're living might be very in chaos, but yet in our heart can have this peace.
其实很多时候是外边是宁静的，我们自己里头是不安静的。
But in fact, many times the outside might be very peaceful and quiet, but yet in our heart might be in chaos.
内心不宁静的人所做出来的事情就不会像是神的儿子。
A person's heart, if it's not in peace, the things this person do will not be like the sons of God.
什么会让我们的心不安静？
What will cause our heart not in peace?
什么事情让我们不清心？
What are the things cause our heart not be impure?
就是人性的弱点。
That is the weaknesses of men.
人的贪。
That is greediness.
当贪在心里头，心就不会安静。
When there is a greed in this person's heart, this person will not have peace.
人的嫉妒。
And a person's jealousy.
有嫉妒里头是混乱的。
If a person has jealousy in this person's heart, this person's heart is in chaos.
人的骄傲。
A person's proud.
人让骄傲来占有自己的心，这个心是混乱的。
A person's proud is in occupy a person's heart, and this person's heart is in chaos.
如果贪、嫉妒、骄傲占有我们的心。
If greed and also jealousies and also proud and occupy our heart,
那么我们就不是走在信仰的道路上面。
Then we are not walking on to this journey of faith.
我们已经离开了，在离开那个不震动的国。
We have already departed from this unshakable kingdom.
但是这些常常是藏在心里的。
But yet, all these matter things is we are hidden in our hearts.
所以我们要求神、求圣灵检查我们的心。
So we must ask the Holy Spirit to examine our heart.
还没有表现出来，已经察觉了，已经求主帮助把它拿掉了。
We have not showed the action of this, but yet we have examined ourselves. We know and ask the Lord Jesus to take this part away from me.
第九节
，Verse 9，
使人和睦的人有福了。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
主耶稣来到这个世界上是带来要带给和平。
The Lord Jesus came to this world to bring peace.
很多的层面是因为主耶稣而有和平。
In many level matters, because the Lord Jesus, there is peace.
那我们也要成为一个 让人和平的人。
We must also be a peacemaker to others.
所以在信仰的道路上面，我们不断的来灵修自己的嘴巴。
So in the journey of our faith, we continue to cultivate our mouth.
不该讲的话，我们不讲。
The word that we are not supposed to say, to speak, we should not say.
我们所要讲的话，都是能够对别人、对自己都来有造就的。
All the word, the word that we need to say and speak, and that will be edified to others.
为了要让人与人之间有和平，甚至有时候我们要做一些的牺牲。
So in order for the people to have peace, sometimes we need to sacrifice ourselves.
那最大的和平就是神跟人之间的和平。
So the greatest peace that is between men and God.
所以我们靠着主耶稣的恩惠，我们继续不断的来传扬这个和平的福音。
So we rely onto the grace of Lord Jesus. We continue to preach about this peaceful gospel to others.
第十节，为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of the righteousness."
我已经讲过，或许我们有人会遇到跟使徒时代一样的逼迫。
We are talking about perhaps some of us might encounter the persecution just like the apostolic days.
因为我们最后要进入的是那个永恒的天国。
Because at the end, that we will enter into this eternal life.
所以或许在我们人生里头，都会有这些让我们觉得是受逼迫的事情。
Perhaps in our life, we might encounter the things that is persecuting to us.
主耶稣说，不要怕。
The Lord Jesus said, "Do not be afraid."
这些古圣徒告诉我们说要喜乐。
All these saints showing the example, letting us know to be joyful.
保罗说要为那个逼迫我们的人来祝福。
Apostle Paul says to bless those who are persecuting to us.
主耶稣说要为那个逼迫我们的来代祷。
The Lord Jesus said to pray for those who persecute us.
如果我们做到了。
So if we have done so.
这里说天国是他们的。
Here it says there is the kingdom of heaven.
我们真的就能够很有自信，很有把握的来领受那永恒的天国。
So then we can truly have this confidence to receive this eternal kingdom.
所以我们就像希伯来书的作者所说的，我们正在领受这个不震动的国。
So we are just like the author of Hebrews that we are receiving this unshakable kingdom.
那我们也从马太福音第五章里头，我们来思考，我们怎么来走这个信仰的道路，怎么来得着这个不震动的国。
So through the Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitude, that we can think about how to walk on this journey of faith to receive this unshakable kingdom.
我们一起唱诗64首。
Please sing hymn 64.